Hello and welcome to My Thoughts on IT. In this session, I will go through Microsoft Azure and create a file share. This file share is something we'll do in Azure, not inside a VM. So let's get this started. First, we'll hit New. We'll go down to Data and Storage. And what we're going to create is a storage account. This is where we get blobs, tables, queues, just pure storage in Azure. We'll give it a name. This name does have to be unique in all lowercase. File share. Oh, somebody's already got file share. So file share B. Hey, there we go. File share B is available. We're going to use a resource managed model. That is the newer model as opposed to classic. And I recommend this is the one to learn and do stuff in. The account kind, general purpose or blob store? We'll go with general purpose. What is this? I have not noticed that before. General purpose accounts provide storage for blobs, files, and tables. All right, that's what we want. We don't want just blobs. We want to do files, tables, and all that. So we need a general purpose account. We're going to go in standard as opposed to premium storage. Premium storage is certainly faster, but standard is just great for us. From a replication, we're going to choose LRS, locally redundant storage. We'll choose that in our MSDN. From a group, we will name it file share B. The things I can use the group names for is for putting everything that I want as far as reporting costs, maybe, if I'm going to be looking at some costs, or if I'm looking at assigning rights to do stuff, I can assign that to a resource group and then give you admin rights to everything within there. Or I can use this for deleting things, which is what I use it for. So when I clean things up, I'll delete file share B, the resource group, and anything I created underneath here, whether it's VMs or file shares or other aspects, firewalls, that kind of stuff, everything gets deleted. And I'm going to pin this to my dashboard. I can create it in an array of resource areas, such as Canada East, Canada Central, Brazil South, US East West, East 2. I'll just go in Central US. So that's where I'm located. We'll create it there. Pin it to the dashboard, hit Create. All right, and now we've submitted it, and it's starting to create the storage account. This takes, so generally, 30 seconds or so to create that account. We'll just take a magical pause here, so I don't have to ramble on, and then we'll pick up when it is created. Okay, and it created. And so now we are in my file share B. So if I look at file share B, there's a couple things I can see here, which is it's a locally redundant storage group, LRS storage. I can see it's in the central US. I can look at my blob information, my files, my tables, my queues. So blob storage is where we put our VHD files and that kind of stuff, or other files you can put there. In my files here, if I click on files, this is where I can create a file share. So I click on files, I go to file share, add a file share, and I give it a name. The name of this file share is going to be, let's say, BJL share. And from a quota, let's see, we can give it a quota up to 5,120 gigabytes. I am going to give this, let's say, 500 gig. That sounds good. So I've just created my 500 gig file share. I hit create. It successfully created it already. And now I have my share here. Now, if I want to click on my share name, I can find out some information, such as if I want to upload to it, I can click on upload. If I want to connect, this will teach me how to connect to it. So I'm going to do two things. First, I'll connect to it, and so what I basically use is this command here from a command prompt. So I'm going to build this, so I'll copy that, and I'll bring up Notepad. This is just for my little storage area to build my command out. So I paste that in, net use. I'll use the next available drive letter, so net use asterisk. And then the file share name, whack whack file share b.file.core.windows.net. And then the file share name, bjl file share. The user slash u file share b. And then I need my storage account key. So I'll go back to the Azure portal here. And I have to go back to my storage account to get that key. So let's go to settings on this. And then we'll have my key access. These are numbers you do not want people to get, because with these numbers, you can access my file share. Let's switch over to Notepad. And so instead of these brackets, I will paste in my key. Now, you may be screen copying that and writing that in, but no fear. I will have deleted this account by the time you go and try to log in as me. So I'm not too worried. This now is my command that I'll enter into a command prompt. So I'll take this whole command, I'll copy it. Let me bring up my command prompt. And here my command prompt, I'll just paste that in. Enter. Drive Z is now connected. All right, so I've got drive connected to it. I'm done with those. Now, let's go bring up something to look at then. Let's say we want to bring up our file explorer. And let's go click on the Z drive. So here's our share, our Z drive. What do I want to put in there? Let me put a Server 16 2016 presentation into there. So I'm just copying a PowerPoint up there. Let's see what kind of speeds I'm getting. Yeah. 700, 800K? Okay. 5 meg PowerPoint. Now, let's go see another way to upload files to it. We'll go back into our files. We'll click on our file share. I click on upload here. And I can select a file from the web browser and upload to it. Let's go grab a, what do we want? Let's go take a picture, huh? Let's go into pictures. And here we have a picture. We'll upload that. And we select it and we start upload. So it uploads our picture. And we should be able to see that now on our, we can open it. Let me right click on it here and open it with, let's use our favorite paint. Open. Oh, what a lovely looking crowd, huh? That's the USITEs. All right, so we have our files up there. I can create folders here, a new folder, just as I can any file share, right? And here's my new folder. I can switch back over to the web page here. Now we see the thumbs is listed. If I refresh, we have our new folder. I can go into this folder and let's create a new folder there. New folder inside the folder, huh? The new folder of the name, let's call it Brian. And we'll create that. So now I have another folder here. All right, let's go look at a couple other interesting things here. If I right-click on one of these files or click on the dots, I can see the properties, I can download, I can delete files. So let's go, let's delete that file. Yes. All right, now delete it from the share. On our PowerPoint, let's go to properties on that file. We see we got a URL that goes exactly to that share. What else? We can delete the share. I don't want to do that. Quota. Let's go look at the quota real quick. Yep, we set that to 500 gig. Wow, I can change that, huh? Let's say I want to raise that to 600. Does that work? You know what? It did work. Wow. Excellent. Very cool. All right. So let's go make sure those folders come across in here. We go in a new folder. You see the files deleted. Any files we put in here, of course, are going to show up on the file share. If I want to, I can open this, of course. Open. Yes. So I can open my PowerPoint right from my file share. And this file share is out on the internet. We can do other things too, such this is SMB3, so it's an encrypted SMB3 type share. We can encrypt our files in the file store. So let's go look at that. We will do that back actually on the file share here. We'll go to settings, and we can do things such as turn on encryption. Encryption is now in preview, so I'd have to sign up for that to be able to turn that on, but I can encrypt all my files stored at Microsoft. I can put a custom domain on this so that you would browse to, instead of BGL file share, you would go to yourcompany.com. So that's what we have for file shares. Hopefully that was useful and that this how-to helps you out. Thank you for watching and have a great day.